The first feature this week introduces a new exhibition which celebrates the role of Norfolk women in the First World War. The feature is read by Ree Chakraborty.
For many people, the First World War conjures up images of our boys courageously fighting in the trenches, sacrificing their lives in the service of their country. But this weekend, an exhibition opens to celebrate the often forgotten but just as significant contribution made by women to the war effort. The First World War, Women of Norfolk on Active Service exhibition at the Forum in Norwich, charts a time when the role of women in wider society and how they were viewed was totally transformed. Whereas in 1914 many women were seen as domestic workers, the conflict thrust them into industries such as farming and engineering, while their husbands, fathers and sons went off to fight. It was a challenge they relished and excelled at, as diaries and historical records obtained by volunteer researchers as part of a public call for stories show. Many, like Wynne Elwes from Congham, near King's Lynn, proved they were every bit as courageous and skilled as men, winning a military medal for collecting wounded men from a burning ammunition dump in northern France. Yet, although the struggle for women's equality would go on, a spokesman for the forum said, "Thousands of Norfolk women had their lives completely transformed during the First World War, challenging stereotypes and proving their strength and bravery was essential to the war effort." Unlike the Second World War, where women went straight into the ammunitions factory and engineering works, volunteer researchers for the project said this was not always clear what role women would play in 1914. The popular belief that it will all be over by Christmas meant many never even envisaged a scenario where large numbers of men would be absent from Norfolk factories and farms. "They couldn't actually find things for women to do," said Rita Gallard, who was part of a team of volunteer researchers working on the project. "It was only gradually that women were pulled in. No one anticipated the war would drag on in the way that it did. It wasn't until 1915 when there were questions about how many more men were needed, and you couldn't send so many more men out without replacing them. Suddenly, women found themselves doing jobs previously dominated by their male counterparts and helping to keep their country going in a time of national crisis. Many, for example, joined a steel-framed building specialist, Bolton and Paul, in Norwich, which quickly started production of aircraft at its Rose Lane works and built 2,500 military aircraft during the war. By the time of the conflict in 1918, it employed more than 1,200 women. Norfolk's agricultural economy made an urgent call for women to work on the country's farms. "There was a huge need in the labour force in general," said volunteer Mary Bradford. "In Norfolk, we produced a large proportion of the food for the country. This was a huge gap when men left the land. Some worked in hospitals and abroad in Norfolk Voluntary Aid Detachments, while others joined Women's Royal Air Force and worked on one of the 30 airfields across the country." Mrs. Bradford added, "Although there was a desire to get back to the conditions of peacetime, the war opened up a lot of opportunities for women. There was an attitude of respect for women for what they did, having done what they did. It couldn't be forgotten, and the part they played in the Second World War was based upon what they had shown to do in the First World War." Fellow volunteer Daryl Long said, "I found from my research that women relished these training opportunities. They learned all these new skills and they wanted to carry on working. They had to prove themselves, but they did prove themselves." Mrs. Long believes in some ways the First World War was a blip for women's rights, as once the war ended, things went back to how they were in many ways. "However," she added, "I'd like to think that when they did get married and have children, they were more aspirational for the next generation that followed. Sarah Power, learning and events manager at the forum, said, "It shows what an impact they made, not just to the war effort, but to wider society as well. We hope visitors to the exhibition will be inspired to think about their female relatives who lived through such a great change of time."